When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we are taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of worrying. But first,
review of the week.
We have another review. Hooray!
Yay!
You know what this is?
What?
This is a sick case of ask for what you want and you might actually get it. Because we haven't asked for a review in ages. And guess what?
We asked for one.
We didn't get any. And now we've asked for one. And guess what?
We got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm so pleased that that horrible review is not at the top of our reviews.
I know, but it did make me laugh because it was so ridiculous. It's
called a shallow.
In the shalalalala.
No.
In that way.
No. This Lady Gaga.
I mean, I'm so happy to be called Lady Gaga.
I wasn't calling you Lady Gaga. I was saying don't do Lady Gaga.
Don't trash her song.
And that song is an amazing song.
One of my faves.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's hear the review.
Yeah. My favourite podcast.
Yes.
Exclamation mark. I love listening to these two smart, thank you, and funny, thank you, ladies, talk about self-care practices.
Thank you.
I look forward to a good laugh and to learning lots every week on Tuesdays and Fridays. By the way, it comes out on Mondays now and Fridays.
Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Well, maybe that's when she listens on a Tuesday. But they are released Monday, Wednesday and Friday. It feels like listening to two of my friends chat, which I love. Oh, we love that. I've started manifesting, drinking matcha and using a period cup. How amazing is that? Thank you for bringing this podcast into the world. And that is from Katerina.
Thank you, Katerina, for bringing that review into our lives.
How lovely is that? I do feel like she's on catch up. Because a lot of the things that she's doing...
Yeah, they are early shows,
they're
those
early
ones.
Shows. Manifesting, drinking matches, yeah. Not that early. That was about a year ago.
The menstrual cup was pretty early.
That was, I think, one of our first three, four, maybe. Yeah. So anyway, listen to Mushroom Tea, because if you like matcha, I bet you're going to love the Mushroom Tea, Katerina.
But if you don't
Lauren
like
is turning
it,
her
don't,
nose up.
Don't feel like you have to drink it, Katerina, if you don't like it.
I wasn't forcing her to drink it. I know, because just, I'm just saying that Lauren has called me twice now. Twice. A self-care bully.
I have. It's true.
Well, that's not very nice. Is it?
I think there are worse things to be called.
Are there?
Definitely.
I don't like the word bully.
Pusher?
Yeah, all right. Self-care feeder. Do you want to explain why you called me a self-care bully? I was drinking a shot of the...
Ginger.
The ginger
shots.
Cayenne.
Lemon. Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to try it and you said no. Yeah. I put the video up online.
I
and
said
like,
no.
You're such self-care bully.
I said no quite a few times.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. I just wanted you to try
it. You kept pushing the point.
Anyway. Yeah. And then this week.
Oh yeah.
What's happened this week?
I wasn't well.
You weren't well.
Yeah.
Like really not well.
Yeah. Like proper.
Sick.
Yeah. I wasn't well.
Like full of cold, feeling shit, bad stomach, like crawling around, you know, when
Minging.
You're like desperate to get to
Dying.
Bed, hasn't put a bra on for 3 days, no, like that kind
yeah.
of ill,
yeah,
weren't
that.
You?
It was like that.
Right? Yeah. So then Monday, She texts me saying, I've been up since God knows what with a bad stomach. I'm a wreck, were your words.
Yeah.
And we record on a Monday. Mm. And I said, well, let's not do that. Let's just record another day. So now we are recording on a Wednesday. And you were very adamant. No, we just need to get it done. Ollie's away and I'm on my own and I've just got to get on with it.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just chuck some drugs down my neck and I'll be there. Yeah. You were like, no, thank you. I don't really want your germs. Can you just go back to bed?
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing.
And also, we've got a really busy week. We had quite a few meetings booked in and I need you well. I don't need you more depleted. Yeah,
so she bullied me back to bed.
Did you go back to bed?
I went back to the couch.
Did you like with your tail underneath your legs?
Yeah, and I sort of put a blanket over me and sat there quietly reading the Sunday papers on a Monday. Feeling like I was bunking work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, come on. What's the lesson here?
Oh, well, self-care when you're sick and rest. Two shows that we've done.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be sick. You're like, I hate being sick.
I hate being sick. It's such a waste of time. I can't stand it.
It isn't, actually, because sometimes you just need to reset.
I'm an impatient patient.
Oh, God, I felt so annoyed with you.
Why? For being an impatient patient?
No.
For being not well?
But no.
Why?
For refusing to believe that you weren't well. Oh. And for refusing to rest and get better.
Well, I did rest and I am feeling 90%.
Good.
I mean, you can still hear. I don't sound perfectly fine, but mostly fine.
Right, let's get on with worry. How are you getting on with the worry?
I mean, I still like to worry, but I wasn't worried about my health this week.
No, because you've already said that's not something you worry about.
No, I mean, I haven't done a lot of worrying this week.
Has the show helped you? Has that research and the how-tos helped?
I definitely feel like that tool of acknowledge it, say hello, wave goodbye, it is good.
Yeah.
It is good because it's something very quick, but also very tangible that you can cling on to in a moment of worry.
Say hello, wave goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ignore it. Don't brush it under the carpet. And also that bit of just being a little bit nice to yourself, going, you know what, it's okay to worry about this. Let's worry about it for a little minute and acknowledge it. It's fine. And then just let it go.
We're done with that worry now. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
Okay, good. I'm pleased it's useful. Mm. I really can't say very much because I don't struggle with this.
You're very lucky.
I am lucky.
Yeah.
But I think it's more luck than anything else. It's not something that, oh, I've worked so hard through it and now I don't worry. My mind just doesn't.
You're just not made that way.
I'm just not made that way. Hmm. And I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah.
Our listeners had a lot to say about worry.
Okay.
Bless our listeners. What a little lot of worry warts you are.
Oh, let me hear what they had to say.
Bryony says, yes, I worry most of the time. Katie says, I'm a huge worrier and I also overthink and cause myself unnecessary worry. Well, I think actually most worry is unnecessary, wouldn't you say?
A lot of it is, definitely.
A lot. Faye, yes, I definitely worry and overthink situations. Ella, I've trained myself not to do it. It's a waste of time. Good for you, Ella.
Nice.
We want to know how you've done that. We want to know how you've trained yourself because we need more information. Mm. She says, turn it into trust and ask for help from the universe. Ooh, that's great.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting.
A week of trust.
Very interesting.
Do you think trust is the opposite of worry?
Yeah, I guess it is. Because you're trusting that everything is going to be okay.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Izzy says, I'm a very bad worrier, really struggling with it, especially since I moved country. Well,
Izzy, I really
hope that this show is helpful and useful to you. Cheryl says, yep, when my head touches the pillow, all the bad thoughts start to circle.
Oh, Cheryl.
Cheryl, get a weighted blanket. Do you reckon that'll help?
Yes.
I think that'll be quite soothing for her because that's an anxiety thing.
Good idea.
Isn't it? Oh, thank you like that. Laura, oh my God, I so am. I worry about everything. Never used to, must be my age. Laura's just turned 50 because she's a friend of mine, so I know who this is. And I would have thought that it would get better with age.
No. From what I understand, perimenopause and menopause, which is when you're around 50, can spark a lot of anxiety, even if you were never an anxious person before. People report panic attacks and generalized anxiety.
Oh, oh.
And my mum, who I would say is definitely not one of life's warriors, told me very recently, and she is about to turn 70, that as she has gotten older, she worries much more of the time. Said she just generally feels worried. Like she worries more. She worries about things more.
That's awful.
Yeah, she said it's definitely an age thing.
You know what I've noticed about like my parents and the older generation? It's true. As they get older, and especially since COVID, they worry about things they never used to worry about.
Yes.
Like parking.
Yes.
Parking seems to take up a lot of conversation about when we're going somewhere. Oh. Well, where can I park? And will I be able to park? And is it easy to park? And do I have to walk a long way from where I've parked?
Let me just tell you.
And I'm thinking, am I going to worry about parking when I'm 70?
Can I just tell you, my mum bought a new car at the beginning of last year. She won't drive the car. Do you know why she won't drive the car?
I know exactly why.
Come on, tell me why.
Because your mum lives in London.
Yes.
And she doesn't have off-street parking, does she?
No.
So she's worried about losing her parking space.
She doesn't want to lose her parking space. So she has a car and a driving licence, a lovely new car that she doesn't drive because she's worried that if she drives it, she won't be able to then park it outside her own house.
So what's the point in having a car?
Correct, Nicole. Do you think this is a logical argument? How many times? I mean, how much? I can't waste my breath on it
but
anymore.
But it's a real thing for older people because it's happened to my parents. It happens with Adam's parents. It's happened with some of my clients who I'm still in touch with. And they'll, if we suggest where we're going for coffee, and they'll be like,
"Can
in their
I
late
park
60s,
there?
Can you park there?" Yeah. It's not something I think about, but I'm thinking it's obviously a common thing.
I'm laughing because I actually got a text yesterday from my stepmother about dinner on Saturday night saying, "But when you go there, where do you park?"
There you go. How old is she?
She's in her mid-60s.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's very odd. It's very odd. It's a very odd thing to worry about.
Okay, well, let's see how we get on in 30
we'll
years'
report
time.
Back. We'll report back in 30 years' time. 30 years' time. So that's what our club has had to say.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of comments on that. And as I put it up, they came up like immediately, the responses.
I knew this would be a show that would resonate with people because people worry a lot.
And I think we should do a complimentary show about trust. I love what Ella said.
That would actually be very interesting.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just trusting yourself or trusting the universe or just generally trust.
Well, thank you for sharing your feelings and thoughts with us. And if you'd like to send us another review, we'll be very happy to receive it.
No, we definitely want another review. You don't have to be so polite about it.
I like to be polite.
Well, please send a review immediately.
She said in a slightly bossy but polite way.
The self-care bully is coming out again. Come on, we want reviews. The reason why we tell you this all the time, we will tell you again, is because it shows Apple Podcasts that we are doing a great thing and they will keep pushing the show, which means that we can get it out to more listeners, which means that we can keep the show coming to your ears, because if no one's listening, we ain't making it.
No, then we're just going to go home. Sit on the sofa.
What would we do?
Cry.
What would we do? Would I see you if we didn't make this show?
Oh, of course you'd see me.
Do you promise?
That makes me so sad that you would even say that. I'm in quite a vulnerable post-viral state.
I often think about it.
Actually going to make me cry.
She's actually crying.
I'd be so sad if I didn't see you.
Aww.
It would like break my
heart. Oh my God, she's crying.
She's made me cry. Look, can you tell I'm not quite myself today? I never cry, do I?
Let's just cut to challenge of the week.
Okay, good idea.
The Self Care Club challenge of the week.
Okay, so sorry, I'm a bit thrown by Lauren's crying. Okay. Here's what you are going to do for your challenge, clubbers, because we love, love, love the mental challenges, don't we?
Yes, they're marvellous.
They are marvellous. So here's what you are going to do. You are going to go back to the show and listen to the main worrying show. That's the first thing you're going to do. Then you are going to practice wave hello. No.
Say hello.
And
wave goodbye.
To your worries. That's what you're going to do. You're going to show compassion to yourself. You're going to acknowledge that you are worried about something. And then you are going to wish it well and send it away. Or slash and you can write your worry down and then tear it up and throw it in the bin.
Or burn it.
Burn it. The physicality of it will help rid yourself of it. So that's what you can do. And We want to know how you get on with Challenge of the Week, as always.
Nice.
So, Lauren is going to compose herself.
Yes.
I'm going to pick my mouth up off the floor and yes. We'll be back after this short break.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research, scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wellness News Flash.
So, you know how we love to talk about what's going on in the world of celeb wellness brands?
Well, we like talking about what's going on in the world of wellness, and it seems that it's always celebrity-based now.
Every week,
yeah.
Some other bod has come out with some new product or retreat or serum or hairline or eyeliner or makeup.
Or mythical tears from some weird Greek island that no one's ever been to.
Or Spanx or everything.
Spanx.
Like Kim K has a whole range of shapewear.
She hasn't suddenly done that. Skims, it's called.
Skims.
Have you got some?
No.
I really want some.
What for? What of you is blubbing around that needs sucking in? There's nothing there.
I love that you think there's nothing there. I love that you think that. But there is. No, it's not. It's more like hoisting up, I would say.
Hoisting?
Yeah. Or do I just need a bra?
I'd say go and get your bosoms measured correctly if things need hoisting up.
They do.
Oh, well, then you need to get a better bra fitting. I don't think she does bras.
All right.
She does like thigh, bum, stomach.
You know, I think they're anti-feminist.
I agree.
Oh, you do? I thought you were going to shout at me. Because whenever I say things like that in my house, I get shouted at. Are they anti-feminist? Because why have women? Because there's no Skims for men. There isn't any Skims for men.
They're allowed to sit on the beach looking like a beached whale. But if they're worth £25 million, no one cares.
All they're doing is showing their young, hot, fit model that's lying next to them. They don't have Skims. They don't have Spanx. They don't have to suck it all in and suck it all up. They can just let it fucking well hang out. Well, so should we. Spanx are anti-feminist.
I totally agree. And I have worn such an item. And I have to say, they are truly uncomfortable.
You're like... Can't breathe.
You don't realise how...
Well, I refuse.
And then at night, you take them off and you're like, oh my God, I haven't been able to breathe all night.
I refuse. And the reason I refuse is because A, they're anti-feminist, and B, I work too bloody hard in the gym to then have to go and stick a pair of fucking Spanx on.
Well, you don't need to, so...
Well, good. I work hard so that I don't have to.
Okay. I don't work hard, but I feel fine letting what is there just be there.
So annoying.
No. There's stuff. There's flesh there. But I feel all right about letting it exist because no one's paying me to wear a bikini or be a size zero or strip off.
Is no one paying you
to model
in a bikini at the Victoria's Secret?
I haven't got a bag and a new boyfriend and So I don't really care.
If you did, right? If
oh,
you,
oh God, if I had to bag a new boyfriend.
Actually, no, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh.
Well, okay. If you did have to bag a new boyfriend,
oh
or
God,
if you went through the menopause,
yeah,
and like suddenly your whole body
ballooned,
changed, would you do anything about it? Do you think?
I think I would have to.
You wouldn't have to.
I think I would.
But you wouldn't have to. That's the point. You wouldn't have to. And I love how you don't buy into any of this shit. And I would hope that you still wouldn't. I mean, I'm totally bought into it and I'm totally conditioned by it. And I hold my hands up and say that. As a feminist, I know that's wrong.
I mean,
but that's where I'm at.
I truly, truly hope that doesn't happen to me.
I just wonder if it would... I wonder if, with you... It's the fact that you've never really had to diet or work out because you've always looked the way you look, or it's because really you just don't buy into it. I wonder which it is, or is it a bit of both?
Maybe it's a bit of both. Couldn't really tell you
no.
unless...
No, because you're a naturally slim woman.
I had to look for a new boyfriend. God forbid I found myself searching at this age. I mean, the
thought... I don't think I would look for a new boyfriend.
I don't think I would either. I think I'd go very, very young. Like... Justin Bieber age, basically.
Would you?
Or just Justin Bieber?
I just don't think I'd bother. I think I would be very happy with my lovely life, with my girls, with my lovely work, my girlfriends. I just don't know if
I'd
bother.
I'd be happy with that. But I mean, a couple of times a week, I'd like Justin Bieber to
get
come
laid.
Over. Like Justin Bieber to come over, but the thought
why
of
Justin Bieber?
I don't know. I just because as I've got surely older and older and
surely
older.
Surely it's Zac Efron.
Surely. Well, Zac Efron's a little too old for me these days. He's at least 32, isn't he? Like,
I would definitely go Zac Efron all the way.
So there is a fabulous, fabulous writer called Harriet Walker.
Yes.
She is actually the Times fashion editor.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
Hilarious.
If you look at any of her articles from the Times, she actually wrote a brilliant article this week about winter boots, which reminded me that I have an amazing pair of cowboy boots that I never wear.
Are they the ones you're wearing now?
No, that's an even more amazing pair that I bought from the Outnet and I never wear. And Harriet's article reminded me to wear them. And she's just fabulous. She's very funny. She's very witty. And she writes all about fashion and celebs. And so she wrote this great article all about, well, basically...
celebrity wellness brands.
Yeah.
It is absolutely brilliant. Do you want to read a couple of paragraphs from it?
I'll read a little bit of it, but do go and have a look for it in the Times so you can get the whole thing. She was talking about going to Harrods to the launch of Kate Moss's Cosmos range. And that's where we found the article because we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago on the show. Forget Westminster. The woman of the hour was in Harrods yesterday. At the launch, her faithful adherents had waited all summer for. All hail our new prime moisturiser, the latest celebrity wellness queen, Kate Moss. Everyone needs support, she said at a breakfast to celebrate her new beauty brand. Cosmos is all about taking care of yourself. The range starts at £20 for a herbal tea bag, and rises to £120 for the sacred mist eau de parfum. I didn't want to say I was doing a perfume, Moss, 48, told guests, spritzing it in circles around her face and upper body. That's boring. Everyone does that. This is more of an aura. It's an environment. It may be reminiscent of how teenage boys apply their links, but if this is how Moss wears her perfume, sorry, her aura, then this is how we must too. There was a point in the mid-noughties, about the time the supermodel's clothing line for Topshop launched, that it seemed many women of sound mind would jump off a cliff if she told them to do it.
Yes.
By then, Moss had already persuaded half the nation to adopt skinny jeans, hunter wellies, and eyelash-bothering fringes, not to mention boyfriends with trilbies. So
it's a brilliant
true.
Article.
It is.
Anyway, as a lovely surprise for Lauren being sick in her bed, I contacted Harriet Walker on Instagram and asked her if she would come on the show to discuss this latest craze in celebrity culture, everyone jumping on the wellness bandwagon. And here is what she had to say.
Harriet, hello and welcome to the Self Care Club. We're delighted to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just jump in because we were both saying just before we jumped on to record that you're obsessed with this. You're sort of fascinated with this whole subject of celebrity wellness brands. Tell me why. Why do you think you're fascinated with it?
Because I almost think that they are like the new Vogue for me. It, they're a bit like sitting down and reading a glossy magazine, because you get the kind of celebrity aspect, you get this sort of, I'm always desperate to read about improving myself without actually making any effort to do the stuff that these magazines used to tell me to do. So Goop is kind of, I think of it as my new Vogue. I just love reading it. I know that I'm never going to sort of explore the outer reaches of, I've never done a gong bath, for example. Yeah. I like to immerse myself in it. I find it very soothing for some reason.
So you like to sort of stay on the periphery of it, but not actually dive in.
Well, I think I'm a journalist and I'm also British. So I think those two things combined make me incredibly skeptical of a lot of it. My sort of personal view of all this stuff is whatever works. You know, if something makes you feel good, then you should do it. And if there are sort of special practices that you want to incorporate into your life that reduce anxiety or make you feel like you're slightly more in control of the treadmill, then brilliant. Yeah. But I'm just not sure that some of the things on offer from this celebrity wellness sector are doing exactly what they say they are. I think a lot of the reason behind the interest in this sort of product and in this realm is to do with how sort of stressed and out of control we all feel.
It's uncovering something quite sad, really, isn't it?
I think everyone's just looking for something that they, let me go back. I think I was at the Kate Moss launch recently. So her wellness brand is Cosmos. I'm sure you know about it. It was such a big sort of moment. And as we all know, she is, after her partnership with Topshop, you know, she is such a brand in her own right. Whatever she was going to do next was going to be a big media moment and a big commercial event. And she has launched a range of products, and it's all to do with rituals. It's some kind of skincare bits and pieces that you do, you know, you do your face in the morning, in the evening. There's an oil, a serum, a moisturizer. There's herbal tea, one that you have in the morning and one that you have at dusk. And they seem like very nice products. I've tried them. They smell really nice. She's developed it with a really famous and well-respected herbalist. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that it's not going to work and not going to make you feel good, but I'm really interested in this sense of a ritual that seems to be at the heart of so many of these kind of wellness, self-care, these sort of peripheral hippy dippy non-medical products that we've got interested in recently. It's all about ritual, and I think that speaks to us not really having enough time to spend on ourselves.
And also it's quite limited, isn't it? That word ritual means that it feels very confined and very boxed in, as in you have to do the same thing. To me, it's like I have to do the same thing every single day. And what we've learned through through this show and through our own wellness journeys is it doesn't look the same every day. We're not the same every day. We're completely different human beings yesterday to today. So we're always going to need something different. Do you think that, because wellness does, just touching on that, the wellness world, it does get a bad rap at times because it's unregulated, and it can tip into the unethical if you're not careful. Do you think that this celeb craze is helping or hindering that?
It's difficult to say, isn't it? I suspect it's not a helpful thing. I mean, I say anything that promotes helping with anxiety, better awareness of mental health, allows people to sort of stand up and say, actually, yeah, you know, I've been having a really bad time recently. Anything that sort of makes that conversation easier to have and makes it, you know, markets it to a wider population, great. So maybe celebrities are good in that aspect. But I can't help but feel that some of the products, naming no names, I'm not particularly thinking of anyone in particular, but it's just like the new sort of logo t-shirt, isn't it? It's not necessarily adding to that very significant conversation that we all need to have around whether we feel okay or not.
Well, I'm very happy to name names. and actually, going back to the Kate Moss Cosmos range, there was one product, I think it's her elixir or her serum, and it's got, the ingredient is, I swear to God, quote, the mythical tears of Chios. That is an ingredient.
That passed me by.
That passed you by. So we have been obsessed with this one ingredient. Chios is, we figured out, was a Greek island. And mythical tears, It's some sort of resin of some sort.
Okay.
And that's just one example, obviously. We've been totally fixated on that because it's just so funny. But that is one example of what is going into some of these celeb wellness brands, because they have to market them. They have to be different. They have to stand out because it's such a saturated market. I mean, do you think these are real things? Are Mythical Tears of Chios a real thing, or is it just a way to market the brand and allow it to stand out?
Well, I can't speak to the tears exactly. The interesting thing about the Kate Moss stuff is that the sort of spiel behind it is that it's all it was all inspired by her garden. She really likes gardening now. She doesn't go out clubbing, da da da. And so the ingredients that I saw anyway are all sort of, you know, lavender and bay, and it all felt quite Cotswoldsy to me. I the Mythical Tears I hadn't noticed. But then, you know, who can say the formulations of all this stuff? It seems, you know, I've never really known what's in any beauty product. I've sort of bi-stepped quite a lot of beauty stuff because my skin is so sensitive and angry that I've just never really used anything with any sort of fragrance or anything. So I think I'm in a habit of standing back and saying, "Oh gosh, well I don't know what's in that." I'm not sure that all the wellness products people are buying are being crushed up by hand in a sort of old apothecary shop. I think they're being
That'd
made
be nice.
In a factory.
Yeah.
It's like we were saying earlier, it's not about what's in it, is it? It's almost about the act of sort of slathering it on. And I think that is just spending time alone for many people, isn't it? You know, I've got two small kids. Being alone in a bathroom putting on moisturizer is basically a spa day for me. That's my self-care.
And it doesn't matter whether it's Nivea or it's Mythical Cheers or Teal.
I provide my tears, my own tears.
Mythical Tears of Northwest London or South London, yes. Exactly. Love it. So let's talk about the cost a little bit, because these celeb products, they don't come cheap, a lot of them.
I know.
And this, you know, Brad Pitt's new, I think it's his genderless range he's just brought out. I think one of the products is something like $230.
Wow.
So they're coming at quite a steep price tag as well for us to invest in. And it's, you know, supposed to, it comes with a big promise and a big price tag, I guess is what I'm saying. What do you think about that? I mean, we're heading into, or we're in, a cost of living crisis. People are struggling to heat their homes and pay their electricity bills. Like, how is this coming out now? Because it feels like it's a bit of a pandemic of every celebrity in the world coming out with a new wellness brand at this cost.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I guess lots of these brands that are launching now have been in development for maybe a couple of years. They strike me, some of them, as pandemic projects for A-listers who weren't allowed to sign on to films during that time. And they were thinking, OK, where am I going next with my brand? And I'm just guessing. But because Goop has been so successful in that kind of the lifestyle that it creates and sort of sells to people, I think lots of celebrities have thought, okay, yeah, I can get on board with this. But I think that goes hand in hand with something that we've seen over the past decade or so, which is this kind of glamorization of health becoming a status symbol in its own right. And where that's, personally, I think that's rooted in the vast inequalities that we have seen since the recession in 2008. You know, you've got literally half the world in decline and half the world getting more and more money, and, you know, ever more billionaires being minted. And I think obviously this winter is going to be really, really hard. And I think there's going to be lots more of that. And I think as that divide deepens, you see on one side this almost like a different race, you know, like a different species, almost a kind of super race of very thin, gym-honed, voluminous hair, taking lots of supplements. They've all got Pelotons. Like, I think that health in itself it's almost like a new designer handbag.
Totally. Totally, because it comes at such a price tag, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a kind of, it's almost like I think it's a version of stealth wealth as well, because you're not saying, look how much money I've spent on myself. It's look how well I'm looking after myself. And I think lots of wellness feeds into that, because you know, you feel like you're taking steps to sort of improve yourself. And everyone loves the feeling of having done something, you know, having eaten a vegetable or done some exercise. You know, you never feel worse for having done that.
Never.
And I think perhaps some of wellness is a version of that.
It doesn't help the wellness conversation, does it? For the people that are skeptical about stepping into more wellness, and then they do a little bit of research and they touch the surface and they see all of the things that you've just mentioned, mm-hmm. It can be quite off-putting.
Oh, it's deeply intimidating, I'm sure. I think what's slightly depressing about wellness, or let's say wellness culture, is that it comes at a time when everyone should be healthier. Yes. And some people need more help with that than others. And actually, maybe it's something for governments to be far more involved in. And where it's gone instead is this sort of unfettered branding by people who are already really rich. You know?
Yes, which is exactly why Lauren and I are, we cannot stop talking about it, mm-hmm. and we cannot stop showing it on the mm-hmm. show, and why we always want to bring attention to it, because we believe at the Self Care Club that wellness is, it's a very personal journey, and without sounding too cliched, it does come from within. It's about, you know, can you stand up for yourself? Can you say the word no? Can you ask for help when you need it? Can you have a difficult conversation when something isn't right in your life? These are the things that we are always trying to push in terms of what self-care really looks like. Mm-hmm. Mythical tears of Chios. So to us, it just mm-hmm. doesn't cut it. It's nice, it's okay, but we think it's very surface.
Totally. And I think exactly as you say, there are lots of things that are good and beneficial about what we're calling wellness, but I'm not sure that they're distilled into a product, and I'm not sure that it will ever be something you can just get off a shelf.
Yeah, or throw money at.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes that does help you feel like you're making some kind of effort, doesn't it? Maybe that's it. It's the act of parting with cash for something makes you think, okay, well, I've invested in myself. I think that's
accountability, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a bit like getting really nice new gym kit, even if you don't wear it. You feel like...
Yes. Yes. Let me ask you, I mean, I think you mentioned it before. Have you ever bought any of these products? Have you ever been tempted to buy any of these products?
Well, I mean, I love a wellness craze as much as anyone else. So, yeah, I'm sure I have. Just trying to think.
What are some of the wellness crazes that you've tried out?
Well, I got really into chia seeds. Do you remember when chia seeds were quite new and exciting?
We have done a week of chia seeds on the show. It's actually a very funny show. Lauren hated them. I totally buy into the whole superfood nonsense.
Oh, I don't think it's a nonsense. But the thing with me, I mean, maybe they work too well. I got terrible headaches, because the whole thing is that they sort of, they puff up with water, don't they? And I think they take lots of water out of your body as well. So I was sort of had them for a week thinking, oh, I'm going to be, you know, Elle Macpherson by the end of this. I just had a splitting headache and had to stop. And I felt very out of step with the zeitgeist. It was very, very depressing. But I liked that one. And what else? I mean, you know, I am as much of a sucker for this as anyone else. I have a NutriBullet. I use it all the time. I had a step counter on a watch that I have since lost, I think. I have definitely bought into it, but I don't really do products, I think, is where that's just kind of me, really. I don't do a lot of, you know, beauty or ritual or stuff like that.
No, but it is all part of the wellness stuff, isn't it? You're a working mum with two small children. Of course you're going to need a NutriBullet. Of course you're going to need a step count. Of course you're going to need these things to focus on to make sure that you invest time in looking after yourself. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, Harriet, who do you think will be the next person to pop up with a wellness brand? Or do you have any like inside scoop about who might pop up next?
Oh, that's so interesting. I don't have an inside scoop for you, I'm afraid. But I think I was thinking before we chatted, I was sort of trying to think out in my head what my sort of theory of celebrity wellness is, and for some reason the name that popped into my head was Jade Goody. Do you remember she did that perfume? And it was just enormous, and you can still buy it, and it is one of the best-selling sort of celebrity fragrances that's ever been made in the UK. It has this kind of cult success, and I just wonder where. I know it's strange, isn't it, but and it was massive when she was alive and when she was famous. It just seems like that's the direction that celebrity wellness is going in. Like I wonder whether in not too long a time the winner of Love Island won't actually be fronting a fashion brand. It'll be a sort of a version of wellness instead.
Yes.
It'll be that kind of mass audience for it, because I just think that's where we're going sort of societally, if that makes sense.
It does. And actually, that makes me feel quite excited about the route that the wellness world could go in, because if it's going to be aimed at everybody and anybody, perhaps it would do a little bit more justice in people's lives, I hope.
I mean, I think I worry about people just sort of paying money for things that don't really work. I guess that's just capitalism, isn't it? I think one of the things about wellness is that it has always been around. I feel like my parents were kind of, they were sort of 70s hippies, really, but they always, you know, we went to health food shops when I was little, and they always just seemed like the weirdest places. Actually, one of the really good things about wellness is that there are more and more of those shops, and more people go in. And, you know, people cook with lentils now, and they, you know, almond milk is not a sort of middle class preserve. I think you can see all this good stuff filtering into the sort of wider economy and mass culture. And that seems a good thing to me.
Yeah, I agree. What do you want for people to know about the wellness world and the celebrity culture around it?
Oh, I think just treat everything with deep cynicism. That's not very healthy advice, is it? I'm sort of surprised.
Caution. How about a bit of caution?
Caution. That's a much better word. It's interesting to see the celebrity names that are popping up attached to these products, because it strikes me that they are very similar to the celebrities that sort of sold us fast fashion 10 or 15 years ago. And yeah. I guess my starting point with anything is like, what's that product got to do with that person? Why would I want to buy your version of it?
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. That's just brilliant. We've loved having you on the show. We love your articles in the Times. They always make me laugh, and they always resonate. So thank you for that. And we'd love to have you back if you want to come back.
Give me a shout.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.
I'm just so chuffed Harriet came on the show.
She is
so nice of
a delight. And if you are wondering why it's just me talking to Harriet, it was the day that Lauren was sick and I ordered her to go to bed.
I didn't even get to chat to her.
What is coming up on next week's show, Laura Mishcon?
Okie doke.
Okie doke.
No, I'm just saying, okay.
I know. It's just you've never said that before.
Haven't I?
No, I don't think so. Okie doke.
Every week, a new geriatric phrase leaves my mouth. Soon I'll be talking to you about parking.
But Nicole, I can't.
I
think you've overdosed on Lemsip.
Do you? I've certainly overdosed on something today. I'm all over the show.
Okie doke. What have we got coming up on next week's show?
I'm actually really weirdly excited about next week's show, because it's something I've wanted to do
since
the 1980s. And it's taken my whole adult life to do it. We're doing colour therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you are too young to maybe even know what that is, but it was such a thing about knowing your colours. What colour are you?
It wasn't a thing.
Colour Me Beautiful was absolutely massive.
We're talking about the psychology behind colour.
Well, we're doing, and it's a show in two parts.
And how it affects your mood.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Talking about chromotherapy, which is colour therapy.
Yeah.
And also colour therapy in your actual clothing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. And it's a great show. Yeah. So please make sure you check in for that. So that's coming out on Monday, and then the following Wednesday we have a revisited show, just a little snippet from one of our past episodes. We hope you're enjoying those.
I'm enjoying listening back to those, even though it's my own podcast.
Ah,
because they're, you know, it reminds me of years gone by.
I know,
when we tested out,
well, because a lot of it
stuff.
We were in lockdown.
Yeah, that's true. We weren't even together. We were recording on Zoom,
so it's like a little diary. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Lauren tells me off when we dribble.
I do,
end.
It's true.
And that's what we're doing. So thank you for listening. If you want to be in touch, hello at theselfcareclub.co.uk. Find us on Instagram at selfcareclubpod. Come find us on TikTok at selfcareclubpodcast. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Twitter. We are literally,
you can't get rid of us,
everywhere.
We are permeating the wellness world like a tea bag.
like a perforated tea bag. Let's not waffle. Let's just say bye-bye.
Bye!